Abid, with his parents, brothers and sisters, shifted into a new house. After shifting into the house, Abid had started to look for new friends. Eventually, he had managed to find new friends. Then one evening, Abid saw a few children playing. So he had went up to them and said,
"Can I play with you guys?"
"Yes, come along."
This way, Abid started to play with those children. And then it became Abid's routine to play with them every evening. One day, Abid's dad had passed by those kids and he saw that those kids were bothering a cat.
"Don't let this cat go.
I will stop this cat from the other side.
Then I will throw a stone at it."
Abid's dad told the children off for being naughty. The kids listened to him at that time, but started to bother the cat again after he left. The next day, Abid's dad had passed by those kids again. He saw that those kids were plucking leaves from a flower bed. Abid's dad got worried in case Abid also becomes naughty by staying in the company of these naughty children. Upon this, he explained to Abid one day,
"Son, the kids you play with are not good children. Their ill company might make you naughty also."
"Dear dad, you do not worry. I will not become like them."
When Abid's dad saw that Abid has not understood what he said, then he intended to make him understand through a practical example. So one day, he brought lots of plums home. The family members had eaten some of the plums. When he was putting the rest of the plums away, the son said,
"Dad, there is also a rotten plum in here. Please take it out."
"Leave it in there. We'll see you tomorrow."
The next day, when both father and son saw the plums that were next to the rotten ones had also rotten. The father then explained to the son,
"You see, son, how much effect a company has. Due to the company of one rotten plum, the good plums had also rotted."
Abid understood this instructive example of his father and decided not to stay in the company of bad friends anymore. Lesson: Dear Madani children, we should also stay far away from bad friends. Friendship of those who bother animals, do not respect their elders, and carry out evil activities can also make us bad. Saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "A man is on the religion of his friend. Therefore, every one of you should see that who is he becoming friends with." Meaning that generally a person adopts the habits and character of his friend, and at times he also accepts his religion. Therefore, be friends with good people so that you may also become good.